Today is Colorado Day. As the state turns 142, what better way to celebrate than with a story of hunting in what many call the state's crown jewel, Rocky Mountain National Park? But not the kind of hunting you're probably thinking of. KUNC's Michael DeJoanna produced this audio postcard. It begins with Jacob Job, a research associate at Colorado State University, describing his search for elk on a cool fall morning with his assistant Carlos Linares. Job says they were armed not with rifles, but with microphones.
The Moraine Park is on the east side of the park. It's one of the first sort of features that you'll come to once you enter the park, and it's this big, flat meadow expanse that is surrounded on all sides by mountains. It's a hot spot for birds, but during the fall, it's sort of one of the convergence zones for a lot of the elk. It absolutely is like hunting without a firearm, except my firearm are microphones, and I'm just capturing the sounds of what's going on. My prey is sound, and I take it home with me on memory cards. Carlos is my field assistant. He is a student that works in the listening lab at Colorado State University. Carlos and I woke up at 4:30. We quickly packed everything up, walked down the trail, set the microphones as far into the meadow that we could before there's a river there, a really swampy area. And so it just felt right to me, even though it wasn't light out yet. It's still dark, but we can hear animals on three sides of us, and behind us is a mountain, and we knew they weren't going to be coming from that direction. I had no clue we were there because the wind was blowing into our face. Carlos was behind a tree. He was sort of positioned to where he could just see out the one side, and then I was behind a fallen log, and we just sat, hit record, and what happened next was nothing short of magic. It's still dark, but we can hear elk on all three sides of us slowly getting closer. And eventually the sun starts to come up and we start to see that, you know, these elk are within 75, 100 yards. Two of the males just lock antlers and start fighting, and you can hear the antlers banging into each other. They're breaking willow trees over. You can hear the splashing of the water, the suction of their feet in the muddy ground. Eventually, one of the males was a winner. He was so charged up, he continued to chase all the females even closer to us until eventually they got to within 15, 17 yards, which is really close. This low, guttural glug, this glug, 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 you don't get to hear it that often. A, it's not that loud of a sound, and B, it's only when they're really worked up and they've got a bunch of females that are sort of corralling. The females abruptly turned back towards the center of the meadow, which was a great thing because all of a sudden the sort of the threat towards us was moving away from us, and that's as close as they got. They sort of turned around, but as soon as that happened, 30 yards over our back shoulder, we could hear all of a sudden a coyote start barking. Females saw the coyote, were so threatened or unsure about it, they started giving this really loud alarm bark, which I had never heard of, and it's so loud. And so you've got all of this going on, and it was just like a perfect storm of natural sounds right there, and all of this without any sort of interruption from vehicles, from aircraft overflights, from people. I mean, it was hours, and you just don't get that very often.
That was CSU Research Associate Jacob Jobe talking about his work recording wildlife sounds at Rocky Mountain National Park.